they wanted to know about the school, too.
The what?
The Howard Avenue School.
Yeah, it was a one-room school, and there were all grades in it. And you can almost tell who were the early settlers by the children who attended the school in 1912.
Well, you've written that list down, so you don't have to give all the names.
Yeah. So the early settlers that went to the school were the Goodridges, the Hartleys, the Daniels, Yates, Almond, Fryer, McLean, Hall, Jones, Dickerson, Reed, and Spicer. Two Reeds, one with girls and one with a small boy in another family.
Okay, you also said that you went to Sunday school in this school.
Yeah, later on, they wanted to form a Sunday school, and we had I don't know how many there were in the family. There was, I can't think of her name now. I don't know whether I wrote it down.
You wrote somebody's name down and started with a name.
Turner. Well, anyway, one of the Turner girls, she was real young. She was our Sunday school teacher, and she was a beautiful person. And she had, Holden was married to one of the Turner girls, and Glenhill was married to another Turner girl. So it was quite a large family of Turner girls out there with their different husbands, you know.
Did they just use the school for a Sunday school? They didn't use it for a church? They didn't have a church in there?
Later they built a community church, and everybody patronized it. With one Sunday we'd have an Episcopal minister, another we'd have a Presbyterian, another Methodist, and the only ones that didn't come were a few Catholic families who went on into Vancouver and went to church, you know what I mean?
What about the community hall? Was that one that was built?
That was about Ellesmere. It was above the school, and the school was between Howard and Ellesmere, and we used to have barn dances and square dances, and maybe everybody just get together and have a potluck. Everybody bring something.
Well, they did have a tin roof.
Pardon?
Did it have a tin roof?
I don't remember, but it might have, because I was only about 12 years old then, you see. So I don't remember.
Well, he says other business on Capitol Hill, but they would have come later, much later.
No, the only business we had, the whole, I lived there till 1920, was Holden's real estate office and Collins Grocery Store.
Where was that?
Collins Grocery Store was right above us.
On Delta there?
Yeah, don't you remember that grocery store there?
Yeah, but it wasn't Collins by the time I came along.
Oh, yeah. And then Holden was further up about Howard Avenue. Well, what was after the school, then we could tell?
After the school? Oh, I know that the Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta.
Yeah, well, we had a bunch of men opening up all the streets. And the only thing I can think of is that the head man was Greek, so he must have had the privilege of naming some of the streets, because after he left, I never thought of asking my mother, but they were named Alpha, Gamma. What would it?
Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta.
Yeah.
He says characters at the time, but there wasn't any old characters out there when you lived there, was there?
No, we had a nice little old shoe repair man.
Where was he?
He lived on Ellesmere Avenue, way up top of the hill. Do you know where I can't think of her name. But anyway, it was up at the top of Ellesmere. And everybody went there. He was wonderful. But that's the only other little business. There was no really a business place. He just did it in his little shack, one room shack.
I think you've written down more than what we talked about.
Yeah, well, that's what I said to you. But when my father went to war, we couldn't handle horses. So my mother would take the streetcar down and pick up the four mailbags. And one day, the streetcars went on strike. and she was hoping that somebody would pick her up, and if not, she was going to walk into Vancouver. She had to get the mail in there, you see. And a Ford dealer picked her up, and he says, why don't you buy a Ford? And she said, I don't know how to drive. And he said, I'll come out and teach you. So he came out to teach her, and she was so darn busy in the store. She said, oh, I can't take a lesson today. And he said, well, let me teach your daughter. So me, even though I was only about 14 or something like that, having driven, rode little wagons down the street, I knew how to turn and how to, you know what I mean? So I said, I learned right in one lesson. He took me up the hill and brought me back, and he said, now you do it by yourself. And I said, by myself? He said, yes. I went up the hill, and I didn't know how to back up, so I just went around and then came back, and then later I learned how to back up. And I had to back the car out of the garage every morning for my mother until she got onto it. So that's what she delivered the mail in at from then on. And she'd have to take care of the store, so me being the oldest daughter, I carried the Lockdale mail out and by foot and delivered it.
That was before you got the car.
No. Naturally, yeah. But she had to mind the store. You see, we kids took care of the store while she was gone. And our delivery boys, you see, the reason my father had, Bill Reed was one of our delivery boys, and Percy McLean was another one. And when the war hit, they weren't going to work for that little bit of money. They could go in the shipyards and make big money, so you couldn't get help or love or money. Yeah. And the picture of the school, George Green has all the names in there. And the ones in the background, the big girls, are a Turnbull girl that lives on top of Burnaby Mountain, and the black girl that lived on Victoria Mountain, and Percy McLean, who was one of our drivers for our groceries. And then I'm up there with the big ones in a white midi suit. Ah. And then your mother and my other sister, Gwen, are down below. But that's about it. Pardon? Oh, later on, they built a four-room school on Vancouver Heights, and everybody west of Delta was allowed to go, so we just made it. We were just a tiny bit below Delta Avenue, and so we all did a little better there, because when you're in a one-room school, you're so busy listening to maybe the kindergarten or the fourth and entrance grades. In the old days, it was readers. The fourth reader, and then there was entrance. That was your one before high school. You're so busy listening to them that you weren't paying attention to your own lessons.
What about, you said Granny owned a bunch of lots on the hill.
Oh, yeah. My mother bought quite a few lots because they were real cheap in those days. They were about $100 a piece. And she had a couple that were down near Sperling Avenue, near the waterfront. And the Shell Oil Company wanted them. And some of the people got smart and held them up for more money, so they just gave it up and bought a little distance away. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So.
Where else did she have lots?
Oh, the two that she gave to your mother, and two on Capitol Hill, and two down about Queens Avenue. It used to be called Queens. I believe it's Willingdon now.
Yeah. The four-room school that they built on the Heights, was that Gilmore School?
Yeah, Gilmore School.
What was it like when you first started going there?
Oh, it was lovely to have four rooms full of, you know, all segregated.
What about when did old lady come to the hill
run? I don't know. Somebody built three little houses, and the Smiths moved in one, and Walter Lane moved in another. He worked for a bank downtown. And then a Mrs. Sanderson moved right next door to us, but I don't remember what years. All I know is it was before 1920.
Was Lane... Was he an Englishman or?
Scotch, I believe. Yes, Scotch. Yes. And his family lived in Seattle and in South Africa.